You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
This is Let's Drink with Formal Shark, with ratings, hopefully. So, yeah, Phil's just managed to delete all our beer ratings. Somebody's going to have to go and listen through them all then get the beer ratings.
You go on
back.
The peasant wagon.
Yeah.
So you can listen to them.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to your voice.
Well, you're going to have to, because some idiot can't use a computer.
I mean, how do you even manage to do your job half the time?
I don't.
What are you looking for?
The beer. Beer that I've got in front of you. Are going to read the beer and open it?
Yeah, we'll do beer number one. Straight to beer number one.
This is the difficult second episode where we've had three beers.
Yeah. You know, because we're dying to do them double up.
We should sort of explain that we drink them very quickly and that we've just had food,
yeah.
So basically drank lots of beer without food.
Yeah.
That's why we would normally not be drunk off
three bottles. But it's a very...
No, it's 1.5 bottles each.
Yeah. It's a very, quite a bit of fast-paced drink and yes. Very little food.
Because we want to keep you all active and happy. So anyway, you're going to be...
Yeah, so it's a, you know, another even-numbered episode. If you don't like even-numbered episodes, just give them a miss. Right, beer number one. You've just broken it.
I was doing like a drum roll with the refreshers. With our pairings.
This is called Bear Claw Fool. It's a Saison 5%, 330ml bottle. It was bottled on the 9th of the 3rd, 2016.
I bought it because it was in a brown paper bag.
A month old. It's in a brown paper bag with a photocopied label on it. Something we would do. So I'll open the bag.
What's in the bag, Bob? What's in the bag, you bastard? That is taken from Angelos Epithemio. Oh, I don't want to steal it.
These beers are from Coppers in Gateshead again.
Yes.
Not Gateshead, Gosford.
You made the same mistake.
It's a G.
Last week. Or whatever. Insert number of days since
this
last
was £2.80 for a 330ml bottle. I'm trying to open it so I don't lose the gump on the other side.
In case you want to read it later.
Yeah. In case we need it.
He's a gentleman.
And it's a plain bottle. That's brilliant.
That means we can reuse it.
We can reuse it
for homebrew without any... That's
we
great.
Can buy more
if you are a brewery, it makes life so much easier if we can then peel the labels off. We're still going to buy your beer because if you homebrew, you're an alcoholic.
Exactly. But don't, you know, emboss your bottles with your brewery name.
Yeah, bloody Brewdog.
Brewdog.
You bastards.
Aye. Change your bottles. You know, your labels are easy to peel off, but now we can't reuse your bottles because it's got the Brew fucking Dog logo.
We'll still reuse them because they peel off so easy.
Yeah, but it's the Brewdog logo on them. It means we can't sell them doggily on the back.
It is because we're going to do a DIY Brewdog. We'll not sell them, but we're going to be like... That is a good thing if you aren't brewing. Brewdog have done a leaflet with all their brews on.
PDF, it's an entire book.
Yeah, you can make any of their brews or they give you the recipe. We're certainly going to try them at some point.
I've probably got the shit out of this. It's unfined, unfiltered and bottle conditioned. Best served between 8 and 10 degrees. Brewed and bottled in spittle.
What?
Not like spittle, as in the place.
It's got a slight smell. Oh, I'm trying to think of the smell. We're really bad at beer reviewing, aren't we?
What's that smell? Feet. Ears. No, it's got a hoppy... It's probably the type of hop, because it's a Saison hop.
Yeah. It isn't going to mean much to anybody else.
It's a golden pale.
Oh, it's very much like the one we brewed.
It is.
We brewed one where basically we mashed a load of random stuff together, a load of cheap kits together, and basically just hide loads of different stuff in, and we expect to come out awful, and it came out amazing.
Really, really nice. I want to say that's a little bit more tart.
It's nicer than what we did, but that's...
I don't know, because I really like what we did. You could get drunk on it really easy.
Yeah, but that's just because we were amazed it didn't taste of... Poo. No, this is nice. I'm sure then people don't want in the same sentence me go taste of poo and then this. You know, they're probably going to be deeply offended now.
We need to figure out, you know, some sort of... We need to get on your wall lots of different words for nice and shit and stuff like that. Yeah.
rather than just going, yeah, it's nice. It's
yeah, beer. It's all right. Right. Yeah.
You know, beer tastes fine.
It's beer.
No, it's not the sort of drink. It's not a beer where you want to go twat your wife after it. It's a refined beer.
Gentle giant's beer, right? Without action.
Or twat your husband, because domestic violence happens both ways.
Yeah.
So just
domestic violence on the Archers at the minute. There was a whole bloody
really?
10-minute bloody news item. It's like, is this really news?
Domestic, but we've it's got, the Archers.
You've got all this stuff happening around the world, and ooh, somebody punches somebody on the Archers.
Yeah.
Right. We've now got to not compare to any other beer we've already had, because we haven't actually got it on our sheet.
Maybe this is how we should do it each week, is just rate it and blind rate it, not against another beer.
I think it'd be, but then it just depends what mood you're in. At least with the beers, you go, well, it's nicer than this one. It's,
yeah.
That's what beering is. It's,
yeah.
It is 3 points more better than this one, or 2 points less good
this
than
this one. I want to say it's probably, it's a nice beer.
It's a low nice beer, though.
I'd say it's low to middle. It's, you drink it, it's typical.
53, 54?
I'll go 53. I was going to say 54, but I'll go 53 because I think that's...
Right, we'll do the typing of this up and then... Oh, no, we haven't paired it. We are pairing this one with new refreshers. Not old ones, new refreshers.
New refreshers. What's new about them?
Well, they're not out of date.
Unlike the cheese in the last podcast. Which, by the way, did have mould on it.
What if I haven't watched it?
Oh, bits are dropping out.
That might have been because some idiot did a drum roll with them.
Bust them all over the table. I've got bits of dust all over my crotch.
The problem with some of
the banking sector now. Start sniffing at it.
The problem with something that's really chewy, chews your teeth up, it's really hard to talk once you have a mouthful of it.
Why did you take a full mouthful? I was being professional and only taking a little bit.
Because I want to taste the pot, because it tastes lemony and sherbet.
Because this is what a refresher is, but what's new about them?
They were 10 pence from Tesco's.
New refreshers, but it's original lemon flavour. Did they change the lemon flavour in refreshers in the new? So would that mean that they're not new, they're old refreshers?
It is not new and improved.
But how was it? So they made it new and then improved it.
Yeah, well.
The new one was bad. Talking about that the other day,
I've got beer left.
You can buy vintage flash beer floor. It's like vintage flash. So you want to buy the flash that was shit.
The one that's probably got loads of chemicals that kill you.
Yeah, oh, it's going to cause your child to be born deformed or something. Let's buy that. No, you want the modern recipe because it's better. If it's not better, then they shouldn't have improved it.
It was probably... It had been before the EU.
That's right.
Blame everything on the EU.
If you believe we need to leave the EU, you also believe that Britain needs white dog poo back.
Yes! Our campaign for white dog poo.
Yeah. Leave the EU to keep the white dog poo.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was an EU law to get rid of white dog poo.
Yeah.
Baffling. Right, well, we finish our refresher bars, because they're probably not really good to listen to. We'll come back in a bit.
This is beer number two. Are you going to describe it?
It's, what, like the bottle? It's a 330ml bottle.
No, tell us what the gump is.
It's another electric bear. Well, we had one of them in the previous one.
Did we?
Yeah. You know, not the grapefruit, not the... You've got rid of the bottles now. There's an electric bear one. This is Cherry Blackout. It is a chocolate cherry stout at 8%, 330ml bottle. And it's a hefty 330ml in the bottle. It's right up to the cap.
Cherry Blackout does sound like it should be like a heavy metal song, doesn't
yeah.
it? Cherry Blackout! Yeah.
Yeah. That looks awesome on the sound. Yeah. It was the 9% one, the one that we both quite liked.
Oh, right.
The last
beer. With Heisenberg.
Heisenberg, that's the one.
So, that's good, because...
That means that
We've liked that one before. The guy in the shop recommended
this is,
it.
This is from Cooper's again. There's no price on this one. It was just dropped off.
No, because it was already. It was. He just recommended. Hadn't gone in the shelves yet.
Right, not even got. So you got it pre-shelf. Yes. Pre-shelf beer. Do you feel like a VIP?
Like no sponsorship or anything, but if you go to Coppers,
Coppers. You used to call it Coopers.
The guy is very knowledgeable. He's always in. He seems to live there. I think he's the guy that owns it.
Yeah, he owns it. He probably does live there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I've only ever been once and there's been somebody else on.
According to Phil, it's open from 8 till 8.
I think that's
I'm
true.
I'm pretty sure it says 8 till 8.
Not 8 till 8. Sure, we'll put a beer on it next time.
A beer on it next time.
Whoever's right has to buy the other... No, whoever's wrong has to buy the other person a beer. If not, that'll be weird. That looks really thick as it's coming out.
It does and it doesn't.
It does. Right, well,
it
you can definitely...
off being a bit...
You can definitely smell the chocolate.
Wow, you can.
And again, I'm looking forward to this because you can smell it's a darker chocolate that tends to... personally go better with a stout than a light.
You know what? That's like that chocolate stout we had the other night.
Which one? Brooklands?
No, not Brooklands.
Nah, I forgot the one. That
yeah.
Sam Smith's one.
Yeah.
Nah, this is a lot nicer than Sam
Smith's.
It's
nicer, but it's...
It's like it, but it's nicer.
No, no, it's something can be like it, but nicer. You're like me, but I'm nicer.
I'm sexier, though.
You know, it's got that chocolate taste that isn't awful.
No, I really
it
like
starts
that.
Off with a good.
No, I could drink a lot of that.
Starts off with a really good chocolatey.
You don't taste that much of the cherry. I think you can probably dancers in the background as like a.
Oh look, dancers!
Dance. I'm trying to be more floral with my words.
Floral, lad.
It's like a bunch of pixies' boots with cherry boots on, dancing on the back of your palate.
Again, that's really. I mean, it's 8%. It doesn't. It doesn't
no,
punch
I
you
would,
in the face as 8%.
Like, I'm drinking this very quickly. It's very nice. Yeah.
So far, the two electric bear bottles we've had...
We need to put that on our list of beers to look out for.
Definitely breweries that... it's a brewery that should be known.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them before, so... Is it?
Where are they from?
Are they new? They're from Bath.
Well, Bath... far away,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Again, I kind of get the feeling that the proper beer freaks, in terms of listed what malts and what hops they've used.
Yeah, but cornflakes list the ingredients.
No, not just like the ingredients of just hops. You know, you check out Bearclaw. And, you know, there's no ingredients on the back.
Yeah, that's just no information.
You know, you check the next beer, and it'll just say water, malt, or barley,
1.8
or hop.
It contains glucose. Yes.
Alex, you know, they've listed the actual hops that they've put in. And
yeah,
not,
quite a few of them do, Adam.
Some do.
And Bob,
but,
I mean.
But the beers that do that seem to be the beers that cater for the beardy weirdies.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, I would say these beers don't necessarily. Beardy weirdies are Cabman. Associate, and we don't like them.
Yeah, we don't. Well, I don't mind camera, but in terms of, they could be better.
Yeah, but
I think they got a bit stuck in the waves. They have because they
yeah.
started.
But anyway,
with good.
Well, yes, back in the day, and now they're all sort of like old men,
and they're against because they're worried that there's this movement that's going to overthrow them.
The revolution,
revolution,
be a revolution, man.
Why didn't we use that as a tagline?
The
Let's drink with formal shock the beer revolution.
What? Can be ours?
No, it's...
The beer revolution that bites back.
It's too late now. We're on podcast number 4.
We can say whatever we want.
We can't.
You've got to remember one thing about our listeners. They're all pisseds.
So
they can't
remember
anything. So you can say whatever you want, whenever you want. And they'll not remember. Like now we've just insulted them. But tomorrow morning, they'll have forgot. When they're going, cornflakes, whiskey.
I don't think all our listeners go cornflakes, whiskey.
Some of them probably will. Some of them might be like cornflakes vodka.
Cornflakes vodka.
And then because, you know, they might like cheap vodka instead of cheap whiskey. Because I can't stomach cheap whiskey, but I can't take the cheap vodka.
Why are we assuming that our listeners would have cheap whiskey for their breakfast?
Well, no, they might have.
See, you're just stereotyping. Yeah. I think they would go in the cupboard and get a very nice single malt out from
Lagavulin, or something like that, or Isla, or
yeah. You're assuming they're going for Bell. See, I have got faith in our alcoholic listeners. Yeah, you think they're just plain old
in terms
alcoholics.
Of milk, in terms of milk, do you go and buy the poshest milk in the supermarket or do you buy the cheapest?
But milk is not whiskey!
Yeah, but all milk tastes the same to us. Maybe to our listeners' own whiskey tastes the same.
Well, no, they don't. If they're listening to something that's to do with beer, they have got a palate.
A palate, like a wooden palate.
Fuck off! Right. Can you please email in what whiskey you have with your cornflakes at sharks@formalshark.co.uk. The only way to know is to engage with the listeners. That is the beauty of the internet. They can tell us what whiskey they prefer on their cornflakes. Yeah. And is it different between that and what you put in your cocoa for on a night?
Yeah.
Or pretend they're really posh and have cocoa.
Well, I'd put a dash of port in with my cocoa. Well, I put a dash of cocoa in with my port.
I've never thought that. I've never done that. Actually done that?
No, but I think it might work.
Because then you're going to get this really like. I'm going to try that at some point.
When you,
I think it has to be some cheap port, and I've only got expensive port in them.
That's
I've
my
only
problem.
Got, I've only got Marx's port, and it Marx's. Isn't the Marx's port that's the $6.99 stuff.
Oh,
Christmas presents. I wouldn't normally buy it.
Whatever you would, Mr. Gallivanti. I'll treat myself to a bottle of port and neck it in the night.
Yeah, that's normally the cheap stuff. I'm not like our listeners.
I've got a lovely bottle of port in at the moment. It's I wasn't expecting it to be nice because it looks quite expensive. Not really, really expensive. But
it looks expensive, so I won't like it.
I don't like the expensive port. It the sweet flavours.
He's not a classy woman.
The sweet flavours disappear.
Not just the more expensive ones you've had have had them taste? Because I've had some more expensive ones that are really, really nice.
Possibly.
I'll let you have a bit taste of the ones I've got in after this.
Yeah.
We could do Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Port edition.
Port edition after this.
Hey, it's anything about drinks we could do. But I was quite surprised about my bottle of port because I was expecting, because I've had some horrible expensive bottles of port. I do tend to find the cheaper ones are more palatable to me. Maybe I've got a cheap palate. But to me, they're sweeter and they're just a bit more.
Anyway, we are meant to palate this. Nice week. Pair this with something. This is Galaxy Caramel Collection Salted Caramel.
Ooh. Does that mean you've just died?
It's
half open as well.
Yes, because I had some last night.
Did you jizz on it? Just fancy the salted part.
You fancied some last night?
Fancy. So this is probably a really good pairing in terms of chocolate and...
Chocolate. Apart from one of them got a nice tasting chocolate and one of them's Galaxy. You know, it's not like it's a nice dark chocolate with a decent cocoa content, is it?
It tastes like normal caramel. What's the point in putting the word fucking salted on it?
I don't know.
It's Galaxy with caramel in the middle.
So they can try and sell more to Lardy-Dows. It was on cheap, that's why I bought it. It was £1 from Tesco's on deal. Which would keep a chocolate at like the quality chocolate. Then there's like your Cadbury's and stuff like that.
And then there's your nasty chocolate.
your 25 pence stuff.
And your chocolate that calls your names.
Yeah. It was the cheapest of that sort of consumer driven sort of stuff, if that makes any sense. At all.
That sticks around your mouth, it's awful caramel.
Yeah.
It tastes okay. It's caramel chocolate.
I wouldn't buy it again.
I wouldn't rave about it in terms of it's salted caramel. Oh my god!
Unless Galaxy want to send us a load, and then we will rave about it.
Yeah. Are they owned by Nestle?
I think so.
They did send you a load of chocolate once, though. So I mean,
Nestle,
you can't knock
Nestle.
Them.
Nestle. Does it say Nestle on it? No, it's Mars.
Mars. Well, they will fuck themselves.
Yeah. Fuck you, Mars. At least they're not...
Because Nestle, at least they send you free chocolate.
Yeah, I got a year's supply once.
Yeah.
My bloody brother snaffled a load of them at the gate. Oh, he has never paid me back.
Ah, has he not?
No. I wait till I've got like a big debt, like £1,000, and go up to him and go, can you remember that time you ate all my chocolate?
Pay my debt off.
Pay me debt off. Anyway, this is the end of beer two.
We did forget to rate that beer. I thought we'd better say it on podcast in case you delete them again.
Oh, yes.
We've put it to 70.
Yeah, we'll put it to 70.
Little... It's definitely one to remember. It's a very good example of beer. I would say it's close to a perfect beer. But, and you would drink it all night, but it isn't a perfect beer.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's very good. Very, very, very fine.
Anyway, we'll do beer number three. In editing, just figure out where you want to put the ditty.
You know where I'm going to put it?
You know where you're going to put it.
I'm going to put it where we're going to put it.
Okay, so you're not going to put another one right now?
No.
No.
No, fine. No, no, fine. No. Just be... He fell off his bike! The guy outside just nearly fell off his bike. Chav, kid, very funny.
He's going to be both pointing and laughing. No.
How hard is he? He's got three stripes on his top.
Three stripes on his top.
Oh, that's great.
Right, beer number three.
Right.
It's a different section. We just laughed at somebody falling off a bike.
It's still the same section.
The ditty signifies a different
section. All right, so I've now got to put in a bit of music.
You've got to put in a bit of music.
Music is loud. I'm really laughing at that guy. Did you actually see it?
I missed it.
Oh, I've seen it. He didn't hurt himself. He rode away.
I just saw him kind of pick his bike up.
He did a fall where he didn't hurt himself. That's why it was funny. If he had hurt himself, it would have been hilarious.
Right, this bottle is 219. From the same place the rest of them have been from tonight. Over in Gosforth. Many, many miles away from some of our listeners.
Yes.
This is from Wyland Brewery. It's called Puffing Billy and it is 5.5%.
And we do like Wyland beers, so...
Yes, they're getting a new brewery.
Yes.
And it's a 330ml bottle.
That sounded nice.
That sounded nice.
For the people out there.
What if they didn't get to hear anything but the bottle top falling off?
Well, they could have still jizzed in the pants a bit.
Did you just come when you smell that?
No,
did you go... Oh.
I'm burping a lot for some reason.
It's probably the diseases you've got.
It's got like an almost malty smell to
it. I should say I've had a cold, so my nose isn't very well.
No.
So if they're not a really strong flavour, I am a scent, I'm kind of missing it.
Well, I mean, when you taste it and smell the smoke, it'd be like licking a steam engine driver.
See, I'm not getting that. I can get like a slightly smoky taste.
No, but I can get slightly.
But not a traditional kind of smoked bacon smoky taste. It's
Is that how you define your beers?
Yeah, smoked bacon. You've got your smoked bacon taste and then you've got the fire taste. And to me, this is closer to a fire smoke.
You've got the smoky. Now, on draft...
It's a dirty smoke.
On draft, or on... I can't remember if it was draft or whichever type it was. We had it a couple of weeks ago and it was a lot smokier there.
Yeah.
Well, certainly I remember it being a lot more smokier.
I want to say it's like a dirty smoke. Not a clean smoke, a very dirty smoke. As though it's a train engine. I mean, it's got a picture of a train on there. Or some sort of engine.
A bike called Puffing Billy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice beer, definitely.
Anyway, Wyland's new brewery. Mm-hmm. They're taking the old military museum in Exhibition Park in Newcastle and doing that up. So hopefully that'll be good because then it means we can go to the park. We can abduct. Well, not abduct, that sounds bad. We can borrow your brother's child, go to the park, look at and have a walk round. We might be able to get you a girlfriend. And then go and have a pint in the brewery.
I think what we could do is change that plan slightly.
Uh-huh.
Right? We get my dad to take my niece to the park. We get a lift there.
Uh-huh.
They play in the park for hours.
Yeah.
That's if they do drinking and stuff on at the brewery.
I mean, I hope it's a brewery. I hope they do.
I hope they do. I hope they do tours and stuff. Yeah. We can do that. Then we can go home and we can sing songs.
That sounds too lame.
You could sing that, the Wheels on the Bus that we heard at that charity night.
Yeah, yeah.
For dyslexia that was organised with him off the Viz.
Yeah, him off the Viz.
Simon Donald, is it?
I don't know his last name. Yeah. His first name was Simon. It was definitely Simon.
It was a good night.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of inappropriate jokes.
There was definitely inappropriate. There was jokes that I wasn't sure if we should be laughing at. In terms of it's a gig for dyslexics. Although, do they come under the term special?
I was reading a podcast and...
Reading a podcast.
I was listening to a podcast.
Are you deaf now?
And it was what was the terminology? I forgot what they used. But basically... We add diversity to the mind or some shit like that. Neurodiversity.
Neodiversity.
I don't know.
So you add diversity to things.
Yes, to brains. You don't all have the same brains. By the way, I'm a dyslexic fool. That makes your life harder when you get random messages.
My life like a living hell when I get these messages. Should I put this on Facebook? I don't even know what you're trying to get at with this. Did you write this when you were asleep? You didn't mash the keyboard with your face.
Stop being offensive, because then you could get yourself a nice dyslexic girl.
I couldn't think of anything worse at the moment.
And then she couldn't spell no.
Yeah, no, she couldn't spell no. She'd be on. I'd be like on top. on the sofa, on the bed.
Yeah, she just said on. She just wrote on.
Yeah.
Are we getting into grim rape
possibly a questionable joke there. No.
It's all I'm allowed to say it because I am...
dyslexic.
Special.
Special. You're very special. Yes. Your mum knows you're special.
Everybody knows I'm special.
Yeah. I mean, you just need to look at you and know you're special.
At least I've got an excuse.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I've not got an excuse at all.
You've got no syndromes?
No, other than being my father's child.
You hope you're your father's child. Or do you not hope you're your father's child?
I don't know. Some days I think if I was the milkman's, it'd be better. But then some days I think it explains everything, knowing that who my dad is. And my mum.
So it gives you an excuse?
Yeah.
If you were the milkman, you wouldn't have an excuse. But you would have 4 pints a day.
I wouldn't, because the milkman was in Derby. And we now live in Newcastle.
We could FedEx it up.
I don't think he's going to FedEx. Do milkmen even exist anymore?
No, I once got one come to the door. He was like, would you like, how much milk do you get? Now, I don't drink much milk.
You love milk. You've got an entire milk fetish.
Adam, that milk's been in my fridge for months.
That's because you keep buying your milk and drink it before you bring it in the house. Sure you do.
How much do you have? How many pints a week? I was like, mils a week? Because the only time I ever use milk in the house is if you're around, I'm having a cuppa.
Yeah. Apart from when you're buying milk to drink it in the car on a hot day.
No, and I brought that because I stole milk. People aren't interested in this, but I stole milk from my mum and dad's.
Yeah.
Put it in my car and then we went out.
Yeah.
Then I needed a drink. But it was designed for our coffees.
It was designed for our coffees.
Why you mean me?
All the way to the car, the kettle was like, it's for Phil and Bob's coffee.
Yeah. And then has to be turned into UHT milk, however they do that.
Shake it a bit, don't they?
I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Oh, you should be. Have we? The amount that you drink.
We haven't paired this.
No, we haven't paired
this. We are pairing this with Honey Nut Corn Flakes, but not like proper Honey Nut Corn Flakes, Tesco's ones. Put your hand out.
So I'm getting second-hand corn flakes. Yeah. You wouldn't let me tap my own hand in.
I don't know where your hand's been.
I know exactly where my hand's been.
Yeah, but I don't. I've got to eat these for my breakfast or something.
You've been around my cock. Your hand's been around your cock, and I'm now eating it.
Not today.
Not today.
I'll wash them after I had a pee. They taste very dry.
Don't hold it with me when you have one. I just kind of let it flop.
That's why your bathroom's a state. These are very dry, aren't they?
Yeah.
As a beer pairing, I don't think they go that well.
Better than nuts on their own. Better than crisps.
Mm-hmm.
I think these could be the new pub snack in a bowl.
In a bowl?
Yeah, you know, put them on the bar. Not nuts, not crisps.
Cheaper than nuts?
Mm-hmm.
But when they're having the honey nuts, they're better than just cornflakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got bits of... Oh, it'll be bits of nut. What's the little bits of them? Bits of nut?
No. It's a honey nut cornflake. It's going to be bits of cheese.
Does that mean people that's lactose intolerant can't eat these?
Mm-hmm. Do...
Maybe we need to pause this and round up afterwards. I'm in a way of drinking cornflakes. Honey nut cornflakes, and there's massive gaps in between.
Right, we'll be back with a roundup or something.
Okay, it's roundup time. We've had three beers, but we haven't mentioned our sponsors yet. Abouncer.co.uk makes websites and stuff. That's all I'm going to say this week because I don't want to bore you. If somebody pays proper money for advertising, then...
You can have this space.
They can have more space than this.
Yeah. I mean, advertising could just be you supply the beer.
Yeah. Or basically, depending on how much you like, yeah. If we like you can get this for dirt cheap. If we don't like... If you're cooler, if we're going to say that you like that we like, yeah, you're going to have to pay us a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you were nice...
Let me drive the Christmas Coca-Cola truck. That'd do it.
Yes, so we're at the end of the show. I think it's been a good show because we've had no offensive jokes.
No, not yet.
Apart from I made an offensive dyslexia joke.
Yeah, but you're allowed to.
Yeah, that's alright.
Why did we ever decide to pair our drinks with food? It seems like a bad idea. In hindsight, it seems like the podcast is just us munching on some food going... This is not going to sound very good on a podcast.
Yeah. And a couple of things...
We could pair it with something else, like fabrics.
Fabric.
Rubbing a fabric and going, oh, this feels really nice.
If you don't like this podcast, make your own.
Exactly.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we haven't got people complaining yet. I love people complaining, because they'll be like, they swear too much, they don't know out about beer. Well, do it yourself, you bell ends. That's basically my opinion. You get it for nowt.
Yeah.
If you like us,
well,
listen to us.
We're not charging for this.
No, they get it for nowt. Whoa!
So, we could be charging for this.
Well, no, because how much would you pay to listen to us two?
I wouldn't, because I'm in the room at the same time.
We can't stand each other with our own voices, so why would anybody else? But just saying. If you do listen
Should
to this...
Should we be paying somebody to listen to this?
Probably. If you are this and you've got some sort of real comment, don't just say we're shit, but it can be constructive, or even better if you say we're good. Email us at sharks at formalshark.co.uk.
I mean, if you want to email just Phil, it's phil at formalshark.co.uk. I'm just Bob at formalshark.co.uk.
So if you want to bitch about one of us, that's fine.
Yeah, that's feel free. I mean, if you bitch about Phil, I'll just show him in.
Yeah, I'll forward it to you.
Yeah.
And then we'll go and club them to death.
Club them to death?
Yeah.
That's a bit horrific.
Well, no, we'll
don't
just...
give Phil your address.
Well, they'll probably look more like they've got shit smeared on them and I got the club biscuit and start
hitting them with biscuit. It.
You thought I was actually going to club them to death?
With it, yeah, like club. A seal.
No, I was going to do with
club
a biscuit.
Seal.
You're going to eat too many biscuits.
Over the club's foot.
Give them that many biscuits, they get diabetic.
That's horrible.
Well, would you not like to die like that?
No, not through diabetes.
No, but if I give you that much chocolate that you've got diabetes, you know that.
Yeah, but then I don't want it to... You'd be dying of diabetes.
True, true.
Would you rather die through suffocation of a big pair of breasts than diabetes because you've given me too much and many clubs?
What about alcohol poisoning?
Oh, that's all right.
So, what three beers did we have? What was beer number one? Da-da!
It was this one with the labels over here. The Rattly label.
Da-da!
Bear Claw Fool!
Beer number two! Da-da!
Cherry Blackout.
Cherry Blackout! Beer number three.
Whilom Puffing Billy.
You've been listening to Formal Shark Let's Drink?
Let's Drink with Formal
Let's
Shark.
Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Yeah.
Depends what I write on Facebook.
You just got...
Join us on Facebook, Twitter. We're now on iTunes. Tell people about us.
Instagram. We're not on that, but...
We should be for all the beer pictures.
Yeah.
You said that. That'd be your mission this week.
I can't figure Instagram
Next week, you've got to say, well, I'm on Instagram. We're on Instagram.
Instagram!
You take all the pictures.
And we're on lots of things, but... We only really use Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, email us.
And you can call us if you really want, but you'll have to find our number first.
We'll have to go in the yellow pages.
Yellow
pages.
The
BT book.
We're under F. For fucking shit, Formal Shark.
Fucking shit, Formal Shark. That should be our tagline, shouldn't it? Not
yeah.
Bites Back or whatever. Something with the word formal in to try and...
Something with the word formal in.
Yes.
Formal Shark's formal attire. And people think, we should start putting adverts in the paper for, like, things. So, like, we're tailors and just see how many people ring up for a fine suit.
But if we were in the sun, it would be the most truth thing ever in there.
Would? It would be, because they'd be putting dickhead and all sorts on it. And if we were in the sun in any way... Or the Mirror, or the Mail, or pretty much most British newspapers, it wouldn't be a lie.
What? If you understood a word he said.
Presumably they're writing an article about us, or do you think we've paid for an advert?
Well, I was saying if we paid for an advert, then we were Formal Shark tailors.
Oh no, if we paid for an advert, we're going to lie through our teeth.
Yeah, but we're still going to be the most truthworthy thing in the paper.
It depends who else has paid for adverts.
We won't have hacked any phones.
This time. No, we won't have hacked any phones of dead people. That's the key part.
I can barely use my phone.
Exactly.
I signed up to bloody sex things that I don't even know I've signed up for. That is something. Do not go with Three Mobile. They are a bunch of cucumbers.
Cucumbers. So did you just get, like, lots of dirty messages off somebody that was...
Well, I got... Go to this link for porn. Now, I am a man.
Uh-huh.
I have been single for over 2 years.
So you know where the porn lives.
We will let the viewers, the listeners, whoever you are...
Do you just put it in Google?
To
porn.
Assume that maybe I know how to access porn.
You are a terrible IT person.
And
though.
Would I pay £1.50 for one porn link?
For one porn link? That's
£1.50 for one porn link.
That's an expensive porn. See, it would have been different if it had been like dirty messages off some robot. Like, I'm touching myself.
No?
All I'm wearing is knickers.
And when I tried to explain to three that this was obviously fraud, they went, you must have signed up for it. I was like, no, it happened. Well, you must have. We're not giving you your money back. So three... are thieving bastards. And I'll show the theft offers when I cancel the account as well. I'll get them back now. You might not let us have me money that I wanted back, but now the one listener is never going to go with you bastards.
Should we drink lots of Guinness and then go shit on the doorstep? So they've got a really thick black turd.
When I was down Leeds, if you're not interested anymore, I would turn off because we're just generally talking now.
Just stop the download there.
Yeah, we're not going to talk any more about beer. We're just generally talking. When I went to see a friend down Leeds.
You've got friends other than me?
Yeah. I was just near I seen the PlusNet office. And I felt like going in and going bang on the door. And just go, I get shit internet from you. It's so fucking slow.
Would it be some Yorkshire guy inside who would be like really apologetic and say, do you want a cup of tea?
We're having... To pub. Let's go around to pub and sort this out.
There's trouble at Mill.
Yeah, there's trouble at the Mill. There's trouble on the internet.
Oh, dear.
Should we end this for the good
people? I think
we
should end this.
We'll put them out the misery.
We apologise. See, this one's about the same length as the other one.
Yes.
It's just a little bit more.
Yeah. Right. Quality's probably less.
There's a car. It's a silver car. It's a Ford. Registration number is... I'm not going to tell you, is that stupid? You'd be able to fraudulently copy it.
Yeah.
Go around and pretend to be that car and...
So they can then rob offies for more whiskey for the cornflakes.
Yeah.
Was that this episode or the episode before?
This episode.
That was this episode. They all merge into one for some reason.
Maybe next time we should try doing three episodes, which would then confuse everybody because the odd and even numbers would alternate. So they couldn't just skip an episode.
Look at that. We're having Let's Drink with Port.
Let's Drink with Port.
Tell right. Bye.
Bye.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.